last 13 years, about half of the Pro Bowl selections?
Just the program. I mean, the guys going, we work really hard. I mean, we had great coaches, and we just perform well, and the coaches see that we could play on that level, and that's why they pick us in the first round.
What did you decide to come off?
No, I feel, you know, I had accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish in college. I sat down with my coaches and family, and they felt that I was mentally and physically ready, you know, to take it to the next level.
What did you accomplish? What were your goals that you wanted to accomplish?
I wanted to lead my team in interceptions. I did that 1 year. I wanted to be an All-American. I did that 1 year. I wanted to win that championship. That didn't happen, but, hey, be like that sometime.
Kenny, can you talk a little bit about Brandon Merriweather's impact on your career?
He was a big factor, especially my freshman year when I first came in. I mean, he the one that taught me the plays. He let me stay with him in the summer so I didn't have to go back and forth. He really just took me under his wing and taught me everything basically I knew.
How much contact do you have with him
today? I talk to him probably every week.
Are you concerned that by the season that you had last year, will top teams look at you and some of the other guys?
It might. I think about it a little bit, but I think the way I play, you know, it speaks for itself. Even though you didn't have a good season, I did play hard, and I think I performed well this season.
You played much of cornerback?
I played a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you sense a premium this league's place in coverage safety?
Say it one more time, please.
Did you sense that this league's place in a premium on coverage safety?
I think they are because you got a lot of guys that I don't want to say can't cover, but okay, they can't cover. Nah, but they're asking a lot out of safety these days. They want you to be able to, support the run and also, you know, be able to cover a tight end or maybe a slot receiver. So yeah, they're definitely putting a premium on it.
Kenny, have you had any talks with Patriots officials either during the offseason or during the week here?
Nah, I haven't. My interviews start tonight. I have 10 tonight and 12 tomorrow.
Do you have any schedule with them? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Kenny, I've read that you watched Norton about a film. How much film did you say you watched a week?
Oh man, it's hard to say. I mean, I spend so much time in the film room. Actually, I got that kind of trick from Ed Reed. I mean, actually, when I first got there, me and him talked a whole lot, and he definitely said, stay in the film room. He actually taught me how to watch film. Him and Brandon also taught me how to watch film. So, I mean, maybe probably 3-4 hours a day, probably.
You think? What other tips have you picked up from Ed Reed? I mean, what kind of wisdom has he bestowed upon you?
I'm not going to give out the secrets.
would you be excited to be reunited with Brandon as a teammate for knowing that?
I would. I would enjoy it. I got used to playing with him. But unfortunately, you know, his time came to move on to the next level. And if we reunite, that'd be great.
Did he give you any advice about coming out early?
Just basically make sure it's the right decision for you. I mean, don't do it just because, you know, of the money situation or anything like that. Just make sure, you know, you feel in your heart you're making the right decision, and that's pretty much it.
How much pride would you take in being that player that keeps the streak alive?
Oh, I feel real good, especially, you know, I don't want to mess up the tradition. I definitely don't want to be the one to mess it up. Actually, not really, because, you know, my father, he actually wants me to change it, but I think deep down inside, he still know I'm his son, even though we don't have the same last name. He still loves me, so it's okay. I was 6'2 and 212.
So. Because in line of the Miami Saints, how hard did it hit you,
the Sean Taylor incident? It was really shocking, because I didn't, you know, expect him, you know, to past like that. I never got a chance to actually meet him. He's definitely was a guy I looked up to and tried to, you know, model my game after him. I definitely wanted to get a chance to meet him. It's just sad that I never got that chance. I'm going to try. I mean, he was a great athlete. I mean, he was just, there's only one Sean Taylor. Hopefully, but you never know. I think we're going to bounce back. I think maybe, probably not this year, but next year, because we got a lot of young guys. We got a lot of great recruits that came in that's going to help us. So I think it's going to, you know, take maybe a year, but we're going to be right back on top.
What advantage do you think it gives you Miami guys to be able to reach out to someone like Ed Reed, who's an all-pro, for advice, whereas some other colleges can't do that?
It's a big advantage. I mean, because they pretty much prepare us for what we're going to expect when we get into the league, and they help us so much that when we get into the league, we're very successful.
Why do you think you guys have such a tight-knit community, whether it's
it's just basically it's a love. I mean, we're like a family. I mean, as soon as I got there, I mean, Ed Reed didn't waste no time coming and talking to me and sharing tips with me because he wanted to see me succeed. He wanted to see me be successful. That just that brotherhood we have down at the University of Miami.
What do you think it is about you that you make you consider the elite to draft?
I think because I can pretty much do everything. I can cover pretty good. I'm physical. I'm a sure tackler, and I also, you know, play special teams. So I think I'm pretty much a complete package. Say it one more time.
Enjoy special teams?
Yes. I enjoy some special teams. I'm going to say that. Okay. So one more time. Actually, I don't. Right now, I just basically feel I could fit in any scheme. Just because if a lot of teams, they play a zone. We played a lot of zone at Miami. They play man. We play a lot of man at Miami. So I think, it really don't matter. I think I'll fit in pretty well. So I think I'm a pretty great teammate, man. I invite guys over just to relax because I'm not the type of guy that go out much. I just sit around. I think I keep a lot of guys out of trouble.
What was your relationship like with
him? Man, it was pretty close. I actually talked to him when I decided to, leave school, and he told me, just pray on it, and he congratulated me, just wished me the best. I actually talked to him a few times, he taught me how to watch film, told me some of the things that helped him while he was in college and some of the things that are helping him now in the league. So I think we're pretty close.
A lot of people say Ray Lewis is the godfather of Miami players. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
I actually haven't never met Ray Lewis, but I think that's very accurate.
Have you been asked by you didn't do your interview?
No, sir.
A lot of players from Miami are the ones that like to work out at the U in the offseason.
Yes.
I don't know if other teams like them.
Mm-hmm. I haven't yet. I'm just trying to get through this combine, and if that situation come up, I handle it when it come up.
Are you from Miami?
Yes, sir.
So if they ask you that, what will you tell them about working out with them in the offseason?
I'm willing to do it. Yes, sir.
Last question. You guys all right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.